Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
All right, James Brown, Godfather of Soul, bringing us back there. I feel good. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you're feeling good about your small business. And if you're not, just wait a few minutes. Things will get better. They always do. Just keep working. You can do it. Thank you for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with Nicole Galinas. She's a Soil Freedom Trust Fellow, I should say, at the Manhattan Institute, a contributor to City Journal, the author of After the Fall. It's an outstanding book on what you and I need to do to save capitalism. And one of the things that we're talking about right now, what we have been talking about, is Detroit's bankruptcy. We've been talking about a little bit of the details about whether they're going to be able to make it, who the players are, who the stakeholders are, and how the governments are going to get involved. And this thing could take years. She's predicting this could drag out for years. Nicole, there are some estimates 100 cities in America that are little Chicago's or little Detroit's, the next shoe to drop, like Detroit. They could go bankrupt, probably just waiting to see what happens in Detroit, some of them maybe, to see what their plan of action is. But they're not only cities, there are states. I've been worried about California, but you're telling me California's not the next one.
Well, they don't have to go bankrupt, and a state can't legally go bankrupt, but certainly cities, towns, counties can. But there's a lot of states, cities, towns, counties in a lot of trouble. You look at Stockton, California, for example, look at Vallejo, California, look at San Bernardino, all cities that are in bankruptcy right now. And they've got things in common with cities that are not in bankruptcy. Look at Los Angeles, look at New York. They're not near bankruptcy, but they've got the same retirement cost issues that they have to deal with, these unaffordable pensions and health care costs. And you look at the state levels, Illinois and New Jersey both have the most serious underfunded pension plans in the country, less than half.
Are they underfunded because they made 20th century promises that are now coming due in 21st century reality, and they're just not enough money there? Are they underfunded because the politicians stole the money that was set aside?
Mostly that they made promises and they never put aside enough money for these promises. 20 years ago, it was easy to get someone.
But a lot of the money was stolen, right?
It was promised and it wasn't put in the pension funds and in a lot of public sector.
It was misappropriated. Okay, maybe we say that, but nobody did the right thing, and they spent the money somewhere else. The federal government's doing the same thing, folks. The federal government did the same thing with Social Security. Congress basically stole $4 trillion from the Social Security Trust Fund. I mean, this is not new. This has been going on. It's all through the government from county to Washington, Nicole.
Well, I mean, it's not stealing as in someone took the money out of the pension funds. I would make sure to differentiate the terminology. In the case of Detroit, they actually do have fraud and abuse problems being investigated in their pension funds. But in a lot of places, there's no crime going on. It's just the government promised things, didn't put the money aside for them. Public pensioners or public workers never said, wait a minute, the government is expecting an 8% return on this pension fund, or they're not funding the pension fund the way they're supposed to be. And no one ever worried, well, what if the money's not going to be there, because they figured it would be there, and now they've come close to retirement, or they're retired, and the money is not there. So if you work for city or state governments, you should be thinking about these things.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are a resident of a city that's acting and they're doing something not practical, not fiscally sound with your local pensions, you got to pay attention to that, because your city could be one of those 100 ones, or it could be the 101st ones that goes bankrupt. So how big of a precedent is Detroit going to be for these other cities?
Well, we've got a lot of cities that have a lot of budget problems. You know, the big California cities, Detroit, other cities. But people have to keep in mind, the city doesn't have to go bankrupt to have a lot of problems. I mean, here in New York, the city's not going bankrupt, but it's very difficult for us to pay $18 billion on pensions and health care, plus another $6 billion on debt every year, and also fund basic services. You know, the ranks of the police are down, the ranks of the sanitation officers are down. So people are paying more and getting less. Again, not a bankruptcy, but a serious problem that people should be thinking about.
But it's very close to being tantamount to bankruptcy. Hey, Nicole, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done on the description
today.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.